Once again, dear friends, let's look at Isaiah chapter 55. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It is especially true in the area of pride, and that's what we want to consider today. In previous broadcasts, we have been thinking and talking about some of the more gross sins, some of the uglier, more vile, more contemptible things. And we often categorize sin as a big sin or a little sin. But when it comes to sin, God's thoughts and ways are above ours, even as the heavens are above the earth. For example, in Proverbs chapter 6, we read, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him." And you know what number one is in that list of seven things he hates? It's a proud look. The FBI has their 10 most wanted people. God has his 7 most hated items. And friend, number one is a proud look. From Proverbs 8 we read, "Pride and arrogancy do I hate." Would you believe it? From Proverbs 11 we read, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame." Don't excuse pride in your life by saying it's just one of those things I can't handle. It's just one of the family traits. It just came with the characteristics I received from my parents. From Proverbs 16, we read, "Everyone that is proud in heart," please note this, "is an abomination to the Lord." God's thoughts are different, aren't they? He looks at pride as a sin. We look at it as a trait, as a character weakness. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. From Proverbs 21, we read, "A high look and a proud heart, it's sin." Call it what else you want. God says it's sin. He gives us an illustration of it in 1 Kings 20, where he says, "And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off." Don't brag about what you're going to do before you do it. From Isaiah, we read in the second chapter, "The lofty looks of man shall be humble, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." There is coming a day when the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is going to be exalted and glorified, and man's pride will be dealt with. Where does this pride come from? The book of Mark tells us, "For from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts, pride, foolishness, and other things." It is part of the inbred, depraved, fallen nature that we have. And that's why the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, a man who came to him by night, "Sir, you must be born again." It's not an option. It's not a choice. It's a mandatory requirement if you would see the kingdom of God. But pride is that sin that keeps so many people from admitting to a holy God their total inability to save themselves and acknowledging their guilt. Paul puts it this way, "No flesh should glory in his presence." And that's why when you and I are saved by the grace of God, when we step into the portals of that celestial city, we will have to sing unto him who loved us from our sin and loosed us from our sin in his own precious blood. We will have to sing all glory unto him. There's so much pride in us. Were it not for the fact we would get a glorified body, we would love to stand in his presence and sing unto him and ourselves who made it possible for us to be there. But perish the thought, God forbid, Jesus paid it all. And for that reason, there will be no glorying in his presence. There will be no pride nor boasting before him. In fact, the Apostle Paul says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than himself. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud in these last days." But James says, "God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble." Oh, I would just encourage you today to look upon pride, even as God does, an abomination, sin, and humbly submit yourself to him for his glory today. Amen.